The adversary has heard what is being said and knows my army is moving forward into my love. And against this, he is working. He is using handles in the flesh to work against what I am doing. As a result, offenses have come. Blows have been received. Division has taken place, and there have been woundings. My desire for each one is to always recover, to heal, to restore. But first always is a release of those who have hurt or wounded. Release my sons and daughters, just as you desire me to release my forgiveness to you when you give in to the flesh side of things. I cannot forgive when a son or daughter of mine holds a debt against another. For until a heart is open to my love and to forgiving, there is nothing offered to me to forgive. Some have fallen into the trap of holding to offense, and this is why the enemy comes, to drive wedges in relationships, using handles in the flesh of those who take sides with the tactics he is using. He is a skilled tactician, but life in me is greater, and it is always to release, to forgive, to hide oneself in me. I desire to move with healing balm and the washing of my presence. The enemy has come, but I come to set battle-wounded soldiers back on their feet, to bring my freedom and peace. Some have received wounds of betrayal and have released these things to me, and in this I am well pleased. The fires of purging do not fail, though the enemy comes in the midst of purging, for in weakness there is grace, and my grace is available for strengthening. Right through these times holding fast to me, being lifted up in hope, hearts aligned with me, and receive the move of my spirit on your behalf. For I am in the midst of fires that are for purging. I come, and I am coming with healing. I am coming in presence, restoring all who will receive. Let everything go and come to me, for I am coming with healing. Indeed, I am coming.